We are living in an era of declining expectations. Having grown up in the 1950s and 1960s, I was imbued with the spirit of the times, and that spirit centered on rising expectations. People expected more than they were getting from their governments, and government leaders saw the need to try to meet those rising expectations. That spirit was not only prevalent in America, but throughout the world, especially in the newly liberated colonies around the globe. This spirit of rising expectations permeated all human activities, from rural areas to highly industrialized urban centers. True, governments were not able to meet those expectations fully, but during those early post-war decades, they tried to do so. I believe that people have been led down a different path since the 1970s. We've been told and have apparently been convinced that we should expect less from our governments. The end result, of course, is that it is easier for governments to deliver less to their citizens because they have taught them to expect less. So now, when we get less, we expect it. Subconsciously, we feel that our expectations are now being met, something that could not have occurred during the era of rising expectations. When we hear, for example, that the government wants to allow exploitation of pristine wilderness areas, or when we hear that it wants to open up wetlands to development or permit the destruction of the last vestiges of remaining ancient forests in the Pacific Northwest, we've become deadened. We no longer expect government to pursue the options that would confer the greatest long-term benefit, but rather expect it to try to sneak through programs that deprive present as well as future generations of their right to environmentally protected areas. What this realization tells me is that we must begin to make more demands on our governments, not less. We must begin to expect a higher standard from congressional representatives. We must sacrifice a little to gain a lot by doing away with pork barrel projects, projects designed to bring money to a representative's district, but that add little to the quality of life of Americans in general. To do less would be to surrender to the bureaucrats and the politicians our hopes and dreams of a better life for ourselves and for our children, and a cleaner and healthier environment in which to live. Always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.